Number 9. The Trick of Liza and Vivian. Liza discussed her finding with Vivian, and Vivian wondered whether the trick that they used to correct the errors of Airy could also be used for this problem. The trick was, if you can't recover the received sequence, guess a sequence, disturb it using the traces of the dots, and compare it with the received sequence. In other words, find the maximum likelihood sequence. This job was much more time-consuming than the recovery of digit errors. It worked in the following manner. First, try all 10 digits. Disturb them according to the received sequence of dots.
1, 1, 1, 2, 2, 2, 3, 3, 3, 3,
and compare them with the first part of the received sequence.
3, 3, 5, 5, 5.
First step. Guess a sequence.
1.
Disturb it using the traces of the dots.
1.
And compare it with the received sequence.
3, 3, 5.
Guess a sequence.
2.
Disturb it using the traces of the dots.
2.
And compare it with the received sequence.
3, 3, 5.
Guess a sequence.
3.
Disturb it using the traces of the dots.
3.
And compare it with the received sequence.
3, 3, 5.
Take the most likely digit.
3.
If it is uncertain, try the next steps with more than one hypothesis. Take the first hypothesis and add all possible digits to it. Again, compare it with the received sequence.
3, 1.
Uh-oh.
3, 2.
Uh-oh.
3, 3.
After this second step, the first digit is fixed, and probably also the second.
3, 3.
If not, try more than one hypothesis for the second digit. Then continue as in the second step. Guess a sequence.
3, 3, 9.
Disturb it using the traces of the dots.
3, 3, 5, 5, 5.
And compare it with the received sequence.